flown all the way in from Portland, Oregon, to share with us how, on a part-time basis, this gentleman was able to build a business that now spins off a six-figure residual income, and more importantly, be a stay-at-home dad and dictate his life from this point forward. Would you all give it up for $100,000 ring earner, Mr. Mike Bishop?
Thank you very much. Appreciate that warm welcome. Excited to be here. And certainly thank you to all the folks that make events like this possible. And specifically, Mr. Dave Hall, wouldn't say a lot about himself, but is a millionaire club member with Legal Shield, earns over $200,000 a year. That's part of the reason I'm here, is learn from him. He does amazing things for a lot of people. So let's give it up, Mr. Dave Hall, and all the folks that make this event happen. So I'm just pleased to be here. I had a chance to view your beautiful country up in the Wasatch Mountains, did a little four-wheeling, shot some clay pigeons, and just had an amazing time so far. As Dave mentioned, I did grow up in Oregon. I grew up in a little town called Medford, in southern Oregon. Maybe you've heard of it. Worked for my dad growing up in a print shop. It's really my background. Anybody ever worked for their family before? Few people. Anybody ever swear they'd never be in that business?
Yes.
Right? And that was me. Got out of school and found myself working back at a print shop. Right? Jen walked in our office one day, offered to buy us pizza, and give us, show us this legal thing. We thought about it very hard for about 30 seconds. I decided very quickly, I like pizza. So I said, come on in. But between the time he set the appointment, came into my office, I was actually falsely accused of hit and run. It was a total false accusation. The guy was totally lying, but it taught me two important lessons. Number one, your auto insurance does not cover defense of criminal charges. How many people knew that? A few people usually know that. Some people find out too late. Second thing it taught me was bad things happen to good people, even if you're not doing anything wrong. How many people would believe that?
Yep.
Right? In fact, finish this statement. Full participation here this morning. In America, you're innocent until proven.
Guilty.
No broke, unfortunately. You're innocent until proven broke. Because too many times we have to make a financial decision before we can make a legal decision.
Yep.
We have to check our checkbooks before we can check our rights. And that's not right. Would you agree?
Yeah.
That is something that needs to change. You know, it's not what our brave service men and women have fought and died for over the years. Just celebrated our Independence Day. You know, and that's something we take, I believe, as Americans, very close to our heart, is our freedom, our access to the rights and the justice system. But there is inequality out there in America, and that is, if you can't afford your rights, you don't have any rights. And again, that is not right. And that is the mission that we as a company are really working towards changing. You know, we have millions of people that sleep better at night knowing they have a legal plan and knowing they have identity theft protection and really restoration. We'll talk more about that, obviously, as we go through. So I started on this business model very spare time. I stayed working in my print shop. I was 28, 29 years old. I made about $50,000 in 1997 as my last year at the print shop. But I knew that the only thing that was going to get me was a job. It was never going to get me freedom. I was always going to be relying on somebody else telling me my schedule. There was always going to be a limit to my income. Would you believe in the 5 years I worked there, they gave me a commission adjustment three times on that in that print shop. And every time it made it harder to make more money. Anybody ever been in that situation in a regular job, right?
Yeah.
And it's amazing how our company keeps tweaking our compensation plan to make it easier for more people to make more money. They just added some bonuses to the program that are pretty exciting. I got that bonus check today. Very exciting, I just got to say. And, you know, it's exciting to get paid daily and to know that you got the opportunity to have money coming into your account. How many people feel like money leaves your account every single day? You're not really sure where it goes. Shouldn't we switch that around? Wouldn't it be nice to have money coming into your account? You're not really sure where it came from, right? I'll talk more about that, but it's definitely exciting. So spare time, taking people out to lunch, meeting people after work, maybe attending a weekend event like this. I was able to, about in a year and a half, walk into my boss's office and explain to him that I had an eye problem. I said, I can't see myself working for you anymore. You're fired. Taking up too much of my time. And so went full-time 2 months after we bought our first house, which is about moved about 40 minutes away from my job, knowing that I'd probably quit, retire, I like to say. And 2 months before we had our first daughter, right? We knew she was coming. It was all part of the plan. that now I get to work from home. And I've been able to be a work-from-home dad for the last 20 years. I've got three daughters now. One's in college, going to finish a year early. One's headed to college. She'll be a Division I rower at Oregon State University. Go Beavs. And my freshman is all-out basketball. I finally got one. I love basketball. And she'll be starting varsity for her second year. She started as a freshman in the varsity team. And hopefully college scholarships are on the way for her. So that's my family. That's all. Most importantly is my wife, Laura, Dr. Laura LaJoy. She's a chiropractor in Wilsonville, former citizen of the year, and an amazing lady. And if you met her, you'll know it's true. I married up. No question about it. We actually have the perfect marriage. I don't try and run her life, and I don't try and run my life. And I told her that if she ever leaves me, I'm going with her. All right, we're going to have some fun today. My bags are packed. She'll probably use Legal Shield to file a restraining order. Okay. So listen, here's what we're doing today. Really, we've got a simple, relatively simple product, one that you'll see aligns with a lot of other services that we have that are part of our culture and have been for years. That we're disrupting the legal industry. I talked a little bit about it. At $200 or $300 an hour, most people avoid getting legal help and legal advice. People tell me. I talk about Legal Shield. They're like, hey, I never used an attorney for. I'm like, I don't blame you. Before Legal Shield, I avoided finding out what my rights were and getting help with things. But now I don't have to. In fact, I'm paying for it. I'm a cheapskate. I may as well use it. Find out what it does for us. So we'll talk about the fact, again, that is noble. You know, I really feel you can be passionate about what we're doing for our communities, for our economy, for our culture, in terms of leveling the access to the playing field. So, not easily duplicated. And, of course, everybody's got one. Everybody loves them. Sometimes now they're like a necessary evil. Our cell phone, you got to have an app, something that makes our services simple and easy for the masses to use, so that way there's real value in what we do. Speaking of value, this is called a taxi. Would you agree they're expensive, and you can't pronounce the driver's name, and they usually stink, right? Is that my imagination, or is that the way they usually work? A dramatic shift, of course, is with Uber and Lyft. Now, a couple other things. I like to add a couple things because we know it's disrupted and changed the taxi industry, right? But you know what else is happening here? Is people are making some money on the side. They've got a side hustle. In fact, that's the only advertising Uber does is try and get more drivers to supply the demand, right? So would you agree in our culture, most people now are looking for some way to make extra money? Do you know that in like over half the large cities in America, if you earn even better than minimum wage, you cannot afford an apartment. If you have an average income, you cannot afford a two-bedroom apartment for a family, right? So with a job, so you got to have a side hustle. That's one thing Uber's doing. Blockbusters, actually, everybody remember the Hollywood videos? Yeah, those started in Wilsonville. The guy has a 10,000-acre space that is been bought by somebody else because he couldn't afford it because Hollywood went down before Blockbuster did. Right? He didn't see the writing on the wall, when Netflix came along. Now, a couple of things about Netflix. We know that they've radically changed the entertainment industry and how we get movies. But how do you pay for Netflix? Monthly. Right? Through a what? A subscription. Exactly. How much movies do you get? How much entertainment do you get with Netflix? Unlimited. Right? I mean, you could have two TVs going at the same time and not run out of things to watch.
Yeah.
Right? So think about that. A low monthly subscription, unlimited entertainment. Keep that in the back of your mind. Hotels are changing. Airbnb. People are making extra money on the side hustle. They got a room, they got to make money, right? And it's so simple and easy to pull up an app, decide where you want to go, and know that it's going to be less money because they're taking the provider, someone with a room or someone with a car, and connecting the consumer through technology to make it simpler and easier. Same thing we're doing with Legal Shield, obviously. You see where we're going here. Amazon changed the book industry. More than that, they really changed the retail industry, taking the provider or producer, connecting with the consumer through technology to make it more efficient to save us all money. Okay? And frankly, to make good money as well. I've owned some stock in Amazon, and I like that stock. All right. With the legal profession, the problem we're dealing with, the problem we're solving is it's expensive, it's unresponsive, and unaccountable. If you call an attorney, they don't get back to you, who do you call? Where's the customer service for most attorneys out of the phone book? Right? if you, they really screw up, you call what? More attorneys, the Bar Association, file a complaint. Kind of big deal, right? With us, we've got a system in place that if the attorneys, the law firms are contracted to get back to our members, provide us responsive, accountable services. So let's really dig in to the membership for a few minutes and talk about what it does, because it's really the key of what we do. Well, imagine my phone's that phone. It's on here. Believe me, I use my app all the time for one thing or another. Specifically, we make it, again, accountable, affordable for people, responsive. We take the providers, a nationwide network of top-quality law firms and referral attorneys, connect them with the consumer, people who have been locked out of the legal system and not wanted to get the help, even though they know they should, through technology to make it more affordable, and also through group buying power or crowdfunding is the latest term for the same thing we've been doing for years. Because we figured out that if you break down on the side of the road, do you want to call a tow truck out of the phone book, or do you want to call AAA? You want to call AAA because you're a AAA member, and they have a nationwide network of tow trucks, right? And so you pay less because you pay a little each year. Same basic thing we're doing. Now, maybe you've not heard of our company. How many people have not heard of Legal Shield prior to, you know, the last couple weeks? A couple people, right? Usually not too many because, quite frankly, we've got a pretty good success story. I remember in 1997 when I started in February, June or July, Success Magazine came out with a one-page article that said after 25 years, at the time, prepaid legal is an overnight success, right? Frankly, it took us a while to get nationwide. You can imagine that when you run an insurance-type product, very highly regulated, when you deal with attorneys, legal services, very highly regulated, and the marketing of legal services is very highly regulated, it took us a lot to get to all 50 states going through these different, you know, all the government red tape you've got to go through. And so at that point, Idaho wasn't open yet. Washington was just soon to be reopened. Oregon had only been open for about a year and a half. And so we were still just kind of in our infancy. Then I've seen us go from 225,000 members to 1.75 million, covering over 4.5 million people across the U.S. and Canada. Is that good or good? Right? That's exciting. So I'll talk more about the law firms specifically and how it works for you guys. So our purpose really is to protect and empower people, both through our services and through the business opportunity where people can be empowered economically. No longer do you have to have – it's amazing to me that people say a business is risky and a job is safe. To me, if I have a business, one client can go away and I can still have that business. One client can decide not to pay me, and I'm still okay. But in a job, how many people could decide not to pay you, and now you're with no money coming in? One person can decide that, you know, my business is changing, or corporate structure is changing, or something, hey, you've done a great job for us, we're just going a different direction. That, to me, is risky. That's scary. If all my income was based on one person's decision to pay me or not, I needed something else. I wanted... One term I've heard is called defensive entrepreneurship, which means you need to set up a defense. You need to set up a different level stream of income. So that way, again, you're not relying on one person going, oh, we're changing things around here. I'll give you a good recommendation. So our vision is to provide equal access to the liberty, equality, opportunity, and justice that every human deserves and expects, and provide help people improve their lives by teaching life-transforming skills, and deliver exceptional products and services to promote peace of mind and confidence in the world that, would you agree with me, is oftentimes uncaring and selfish, right? I mean, if you're not looking out for yourself, who's looking out for you? Nobody, right? We got to protect ourselves in so many ways, and so we're here. That's our mission to do that. So I admit, prior to Legal Shield, I had never taught, I'd never used an attorney before. I did call one time. I said, how much for three questions? They said it'd be $350. I'm like, $350 is kind of expensive, isn't it? They said, no, I think it's fair. What's your last question? And some people add that up on the way home. And, oh, yeah. So we realize that we're signing contracts or documents all the time, right? And if you're signing a contract or document, whose attorney wrote that? The other party, right? So whose attorney should take a look at it? Your attorney. Landlord-tenant issue. For example, I bought a house, fixed it up, was getting ready to rent it out, And I'd rented it out. My ex-girlfriend then was living in the house. She was managing it. But a couple of the tenants in there racked up a big phone bill. This is the time when the bell breakup and all that stuff back in the late 90s. And the $267 phone bill to Utah. Or no, excuse me, Arizona. And so I called a large phone company. I won't say the name because I don't want to throw anybody under the bus. But it starts with an A and ends with a T. Maybe figure it out. And they said, oh, okay, well, let's shut off the long distance. I said, great. I don't want the bill. They won't pay for it. No problem. You don't pay. You don't play. Next month, would you believe? Another $280 phone bill this time. Called AT&T back. Whoops. And they said, I don't know. They found some way around it. You owe the bill. I'm like, you told me you canceled it. Well, hold on. Oh, well, let me get somebody back to you. Well, hold on. And I got department after department. After department, about three or four times, I said, okay, I'm going a different direction. I'll talk to my law firm. Over a $260 issue, sir. Listen, if you'll pay it, we'll shut it off. I said, no, we'll talk to the law firm. Talked to my law firm. They wrote a letter on my behalf. I got that whole last month of that bill written off my bill, so I didn't have to pay for it. So whether you've been overcharged, treated unfairly, got a traffic ticket, help updating your will, real estate issues, identity theft, or data breach, obviously, children's identity theft, those are all things that are happening that we need to be aware and concerned. We know that, but until now, there really hasn't been a great solution. Our solution, tap the app. Get the app for your phone. How would it feel to know that you and your family could get legal help and legal advice if you didn't have to worry about the high hourly cost? How would that feel? Let me show you. Everybody take a deep breath. Hold it for 3 seconds. Let it out with an awe. Ready? Isn't that a great feeling? You just feel peace and calm. Somebody's giving you hassle. Somebody's giving you a headache. Somebody's giving you the runaround. Somebody's giving you the manager who gives you the manager who gives you another manager. Look, I still feel like this is going in the right direction. If I need to talk to my law firm, I'd be happy to. That alone, I call that using the membership without using the law firm. Just that serious threat with calm in your eyes can do amazing things, right? If they go, well, you shouldn't, wouldn't, couldn't, didn't, whatever, call your law firm, explain the situation, find out what you can and can't do. And look, sometimes things happen, and even the law firm can't solve it, right? It just is the way it is. Life happens. However, I always felt like there was value to call up an independent third-party expert who has no interest other than helping me and them tell me there's nothing you can do about it. You know what? I take a deep breath. I move on with my life. Sometimes those things happen, right? But so many times, like, I've bought houses and financed and refinanced over the years, and, you know, I want to find out if I've been getting a good finance deal. So I call, what, another mortgage guy. Mortgage guy's like, oh, that's not a very good deal. I can get you a better deal over here. Right? Call a real estate person. Oh, yeah, well, I got a mortgage guy. They can get you a better deal on that. Right? No, I call my law firm. For example, we'll also, of course, write letters, review contracts. So here's an example of that. Refinancing my house June of 2013. Rates were going down. Values were coming up. Everybody's right side now. You know, we never went underwater with our house, luckily, but I know a lot of people did. But finance rates were a point where I was taking 2 points. Two percentage points off my mortgage. So I was pretty excited about that. However, I wasn't excited when we started in June, and by December, it still wasn't done. They'd lost paperwork, they'd had computer issues, things like that. The worst part was, my mortgage guy called me up and said, hey, our vice president said we need to redo your mortgage because it's been in business so long. And after they did that, oh, by the way, rates have gone up by a point. And now they're going to raise my rate, or they think they are. Not okay with that. Well, what would you do in that situation? I mean, I'm still getting a point off my mortgage. I'm ready to move. I've been waiting all this time. But I'm still not happy. So I call my law firm. Had about a 30, 40-minute conversation. Who, happenstance, used to be an attorney for mortgage banks. At this point, she was more upset than I was. Well, they can't do that to you. Also, I swear I could feel her finger wagging on the phone. Right? Oh, I'll show them. They can't do this. Da-da-da-da-da. And so she reviewed the good faith documents on my behalf. She wrote a 3-page letter to the CEO of that company. I said, the CEO? She's like, oh, yeah, I always go to the top. This letter was priceless. Best line, I think, was, we're not going to worry about the Oregon statutes we feel like you violated. We're going to concentrate on the federal statutes at this point. That's right. So, yes, of course, you probably guessed how the story turned out. I got a call back from my mortgage guy. He says, hey, sorry about that. My VP says we're going to get you back to the original terms. We're going to get you on the fast track. 6 weeks later, that whole thing was done. Probably saved me $30,000 of the life of my loan. That's right. I clapped, too, at that situation. A little happy dance. Honey, you're married to the best husband in the world. All right. So that's kind of an example of how those services can work for you. And I could go on for days about all the different times we've used a service. Well over 100 times. I should count. You know, you can actually call the law firm and find out how many times you've called the law firm. Yeah, over the years. IRS audit legal services, civil trial defense with a schedule of benefits that actually increased every single year. So check this out. While your rates stay the same, your coverage increases. How many coverages do that? Right? You have kids? No problem. No more expense. We can cover big families. Anyone? Dave Hall? Yeah. All right. Not so big. Yeah. Damien Sieber, right? 11. All right. So trial defense hours that increase while your rates stay the same, and family domestic services, uncontested separation, uncontested divorce, uncontested adoption, things like that are all covered. That was added about a year, year and a half ago. We're constantly making tweaks and improvements to our membership, and it's pretty exciting to do that. So, anybody with teenage drivers? Anybody drive like a teenager? Some of the same people, right? Okay, gotcha. And so when a mistake happens, the police are there to protect and serve. We appreciate the job for our communities, but they are human. And once in a while, they'll make a mistake and give you a ticket, right? So if that should happen, would you like to know that you can call your law firm and find out what your rights and options are? What if we even shorten the process? You could take out your phone, take a picture of the ticket, upload it directly to the law firm, and have them get back to you in 8 business hours. How cool would that be? Now, look, if you're doing 90 backwards down the freeway, I'm sorry, you're probably busted, right? We're not here to fix tickets. It's not a license to speed. We're not condoning bad behavior. However, sometimes there's a, you know, mitigating circumstances. That's why they have a judge. Why not have somebody help you talk to that judge, and they will go, we will even up to go to court on your behalf if we feel like we can defend that ticket for you in any way. The main emphasis, let's keep it off our insurance record. You know what? If I have to pay a fine, a couple $100, but my rates don't go up, 30, 40, 50, 60, 80 bucks a month, and with two teenage drivers on my insurance, plus the teenage driver right here, right, it's nice to know that that's available. And we've got, according to the state of Oregon, we are both confident and competent drivers. Okay. So there's that traffic ticket. Take a picture. Send it to the law firm. Getting your will done is probably the number one reason people get the membership immediately. We do events like this across the country. We do sit-downs with people over a cup of coffee. We go into businesses, share it with employers, employees. We know that about 75 to 80% of the people either don't have a will or need to have it updated. Right? It's probably 90% need to have it updated or done at all. Why do we avoid it? Well, we're never going to die. No. Because we don't know when, and we think it's going to be down the road. So we think, oh, we'll get to it. We'll get to it. We'll get to it. Right? And at $1,000 to get a comprehensive will done like we do, most people, again, well, when I have the extra money, I'll do it. Right? We'll do a will for you and your spouse, a durable medical power of attorney, and a living will. It's kind of those end-of-life decisions you should not wait till the end of life to make. Your family's already going through the emotional situation of dealing with that. Don't put them through the other decisions and all that other emotion, not knowing what your rights and wishes are. So we do all that for you, including it's so easy to get done. You can do it on paper. You can do it on the computer. You can do it right there on the phone in your app. You can fill out your will questionnaire. Estate planning, prenups, uncontested divorce again, bankruptcies, things like that. You can start, find out, get your orientation. Sometimes it might fall under what we call a preferred member discount. Sometimes it's all included. Most of the time, 90% of the time, there's no additional cost for our members. Okay? 10% of the time, push comes to shove, you need to shove, hire your attorney knowing that you're going to pay wholesale versus retail. And doesn't that make sense? Only company in America to give you 24-hour day, 7-day week emergency service. So if you're in the wrong place at the wrong time, police decide you look like you robbed a 7-Eleven store down the street or your car was involved in a hit and run, mistaken identity, identity theft, call your law firm immediately. Man, what a peace of mind. Like I said, I got a daughter in college, one on the way. You know, they're out with a group of friends. One of the friends does something stupid. It's always the friends, right? Yeah. Her friends are going to call their parents. My daughter's going to call her law firm because you get a lot better luck with her law firm than she would with me, if you know what I mean. Okay. Trouble. Contingency cases, you know, those situations where, frankly, somebody does us wrong, and that happens. And in those cases, you know, normally 35-40% goes to the law firm because you got Legal Shield. That percentage increases for you and decreases for our law firm because they're part of our network, part of our system. You've already prepaid for that. And then, again, some of these things that are end of the preferred member discount, you know, again, we don't condone bad behavior. It doesn't mean, but, you know, with most health insurance, for example, you pay a bunch of money up front, and then they pay the money on the back end. Well, up front happens more often than the back end. So we change the system in that we take care of things up front so you can deal with the situation before it's a problem or a problem before it's an emergency or a crisis. Right? Just makes sense. And, you know, when you look at the math, at the rate of our membership versus the discount for $200 to $300 an hour, 25%, it obviously doesn't take very long to save your monthly membership if you're in the 10% of people who ever have to hire an attorney. And again, 90% of the time, our members never pay another dime over the top of their membership fee. Added to that, no additional costs is included with either legal or ID theft. Most people get both, but included are discounts. How many people like discounts? Right? We're going to do something fun. We're going to do something, you know, for example, I saw, now I got to talk about my Pittsburgh Steelers in this area because you guys don't have a professional football team, right? Okay, we can't talk Blazers and Jazz, right? We got to talk football, NFL. It's right around the corner. And my wife was doing a conference down in San Diego, and she said, honey, I noticed that my conference is Friday, Saturday, Sunday, but on Monday night, the Pittsburgh Steelers are playing the San Diego Chargers. Would you like to go? I said, that's why I married you. Yes, I would. So hung out with some friends with Legal Shield down there, saved about, going through Members First, saved $90 on my tickets to see one of the best Monday night football games ever. Pittsburgh Steelers scored a touchdown in the last second to win the game. All right. Was that me? Did I say that out loud? I'm just saying. But whatever it is for you, if you have a cell phone, there's a good chance you can get a discount with us. Home Depot, Office Depot, cell phone, internet, hotels, ball game tickets, concert tickets, movie tickets. There's discounts on big things, little things. Always check your members' perks just to find out. It could literally save you more than the cost of your membership just using these things on money you're spending anyway. So who's covered? We're going to cover you, your spouse, or your significant other. Now, if you've got a spouse and a significant other, you really need a legal plan, right? Guys need a medical plan, probably. I had one lady say, life insurance. All right. Member, spouse, or domestic partner. All right. Never married, children up to 26, living at home or going to school up to age 26, if they're a full-time student. Dependent children up to 18, if you're a legal guardian or physically mentally challenged children, as long as they live at home. I tried to get covered in my parents' policy in this part, but I already moved out, so I didn't get that. All right. So, $250 an hour? No. Avoid getting legal help. No, we'll figure it out on our own. Let's be a Google attorney. Right? We'll just Google it. We'll look it up, right? Well, this is what Google said. No. Look, $25 a month, $25 a day to get a consultation on an unlimited number of personal legal matters to write letters on your behalf. Is that great or great? Phenomenal. I look at it like this, and I looked at this from day one. Owning this service is not going to make anybody go broke. Not having this service could be a financial hardship for anybody in this room, anybody, our neighbors, family, friends, things like that, right? This is not going to be a financial hardship this side. That side definitely could be a financial hardship. And if you do nothing else but save the cost of your membership and just be the hero in your household, why not, right? It just makes sense. And here's another thing. We do not hold you contract hostage. One example, security system for my house. They said, here's a contract. It's locked in for 3 years. After that, you can cancel. Well, and I remember that pretty specifically. There was a guy who was sitting in my house, and I was looking at the contract, and I thought to myself, I got this legal plan. You know, I'm going to have this reviewed by my law firm. You're going to give me a couple of days to fill this out and sign this, aren't you? Right? Yes. Okay. You know, I'm the customer. He said, well, I don't think you need to do that. It's pretty standard. I said, yeah, I know it's standard, and you guys probably standardly rip people off, so let me just double check it. Law firm said, he's basically correct. You can cancel, but if you don't cancel within like a, I think it was a 30 or 60 day window of when it renews, you are locked in for another year. I didn't see that. Law firm did. Right? Decided to get it anyway, but now I knew and I was armed with that. And my house was armed too. Look at that. Okay. All right. So let's switch gears a little bit, talk about the identity theft, the ID theft shield. We know that it's the fastest growing crime in the nation, right? You cannot stop it from happening. As safe and careful as you can be, how many times has your information been written down or entered into a computer? Your sensitive personal information that somebody could use. Then how many times has it been shared, bought, stolen, lost, marketed over and over and over again? The toothpaste is out of the tube. You cannot get it back in. People say, oh, I'm safe, I'm careful. Really? Since you were a teenager? No, because we didn't have any clue as to what was going on 10, 15 years ago as to where we are now. We try and be safe and careful, but frankly, are the companies that hold our information as safe and careful as we can try and be? And can you keep somebody from breaking in your... What if somebody broke in your house and were smart enough not to look for the TV or, you know, expensive electronic items, but went through your files. Picture your files where you have your personal information. And somebody doesn't take all the files. They just leaf through and take a couple of documents out of those files. Enough to create an account with passwords, all that stuff in your name. How would you know about that? What could you do about that? Now, I'm not trying to give any crooks here in the audience any ideas. I'm just trying to help protect you, right? So they don't want your... really your money even, they want your identity because that's how they create the money. Most people think you're credit card fraud or bank fraud, right? We laugh at the guy talking like a girl and the girl talking like a guy on the credit card TV commercials. Right? I think those are funny. But the reality is that is less than 40% of identity theft. Things people don't tend to think about are things like DMV fraud. But once they get a driver's license in your name, what else can they get? Anything. Right? It's the de facto ID. Medical ID theft. Somebody poses you and gets health insurance in your name, but now the deductible and the bills show up for you, even though somebody else got that. And worst case, their information becomes part of your information, but due to the HIPAA laws, you can't access your information anymore because somebody else's information is in there, even though it was in there illegally. At that point, you better have a law firm along with your ID theft protection, right? Social security information fraud, driver's license I mentioned, character, criminal identity theft. Look, is your bank or your credit card company going to help you if somebody steals your social security number and starts getting benefits, federal benefits in your name? Obviously not. We wouldn't even assume they would, right? So people tend to think, or I've got this free monitoring service out here, you know, and I know what my credit score is, and they tell me when somebody opened an account in my name. This much. That's like protecting the front of your house, leaving the house, the back house exposed. Right, you want a full protection around the whole house, around your whole life, and that's what we do in a lot of different ways. Oh, one example, I was at our home office getting some training, and I got a call from my CPA, and they said, we cannot e-file your taxes because somebody already had. What am I going to do about that? Well, tap the app, be on the phone with Kroll, our licensed investigators. They said, give us your information a little bit. Here, I got your stuff pulled up. It looks like nothing else is going on. Would you like us to lock down your credit? I said, yes, I would, just in case. Great, 90 days, boom. I mean, I was on the phone with them in like a couple minutes, right? And on the phone with them for a good 20 minutes, talking through that, talking through my wife's information. Would you like me to double-check your wife's information? Yes, I would. Looks like nothing's going on. Would you like me to lock that down for 90 days? Yes, I would. Done. They said, now, you're going to have to deal with IRS directly. I said, yeah, I had a feeling. They can't do that on our behalf because federal laws, you know, those type of things. We get that. However, they said, here's the steps you're going to take. Here's what they're going to do. Here's what you can expect. Man, because I had no idea. It never happened to me. Never wanted it to happen. Probably not going to hope it will not happen again. But they explained how the whole system works. So when I called the IRS and finally got on the phone with them after 35 minutes on hold, I was able to know what and expect and kind of have a track to run on. Does that make sense? Is that worth, you know, a few bucks a day? Absolutely, in my opinion. So we're going to monitor probably more than most people have. It's funny, I just saw a commercial last night hanging in the hotel watching a movie, some commercial about some company that starts with an E and handles credit. I always find it pretty ironic that the people are supposed to protect our information are selling us services to protect our information. And ones that have big data breaches now want to sell us the program to help protect against data breaches. Interesting. And they said, oh, we'll do more than you have, more than you think of, like phone numbers and email addresses. I'm thinking, we've been doing this for years, right? And every time some company comes up with a bell or whistle, we add a bell or whistle to our services. And if I use a report when I show crowds like this a lot of times, it has all the check marks of how we're better than every single company out there, right? And 9 times out of 10, we're less money. If we're not less money, that's because they're so cheap, they don't do half or a quarter of what we do, right? So you want to have the best value out there. So you look at all these different things, up to 8 email addresses, 8 phone numbers. Look. If you've got 8 email addresses and 8 phone numbers, you really need a legal plan, probably 2, right? But by covering your kids, all that stuff, of course, the dark web, things like that, we've been covering that. We've been doing that. We've been staying ahead of the game for years and years and years. And now with the password vault, ID vault, password manager, 1 password unlocks all your other passwords, makes it easy and simple for you, and is more encrypted and more secure than what you get like Google Pass and things like that. So licensed investigators do it, whatever it takes, as long as it takes to get you back to pre-fraud status. This is the biggest part of our whole plan. I mean, yes, it's important to know if something's happening, but really the answer to the question is, what happens when it happens? And that's why we've got licensed investigators with a company called Kroll, one of the top risk consulting companies literally in the world, that will do the work on your behalf. They do it so you don't have to. How many people like that idea?
Yeah.
Right? Absolutely. I don't want to be on hold. I don't want to listen to that crappy music. I don't want to tell me it's another department. I don't want to spend hours and hours and hours and hours trying to deal with this. I want somebody else to do it and tell me how it's going. And at the end, they say, hey, here's what we think we did. Here's all the stuff that looks like it's good. Would I like to close this account or like to keep the investigation open? Right? What power in those situations? So together, 2 revolutionary apps that are literally changing 2 systems, 2 broken systems. Your Legal Shield app, your ID Shield app, with your credit score right on there as well, you're looking about $50 a month for a family. Is that a great deal? Is that a great deal? As an individual, you can get the ID Shield for $9.95, add that to your legal plan, you're looking at $35 a month. Okay? How many people had $50 in your pocket at the beginning of the week? It's gone now, you're not really sure where it went. Right? And that's in a week. I mean, money, you know, like that. This is something we necessarily even think about. But believe me, when you have a legal plan, you start using it, start saving money, you're frankly going to want to tell other people about it. And again, would you guys agree that that should not be a financial hardship, $50 a month for people for this kind of protection? I agree with you. However, we know that different people are in different situations in their life, and respect that. Whether it's choices, whether it's things that happen to you, whether it's things that are out of your control. But I'm going to tell you this, in my opinion, humbly, if $50 is a financial hardship for your family, respectfully, I'm going to suggest that you pay very close attention to the next portion of this presentation, because that should not be a serious financial hardship for anybody. Do you agree with that? I mean, not if there's a solution to having money come in to your bank account so that you can't afford that kind of protection for your family, right? You know, I don't know about you, but my job was not going to secure my retirement, right? I wanted something else to do that. I know that there are 2 tax codes in America, one for work for other people and one that where people work for themselves. Which do you think is better? Working for yourself, absolutely. 1099 income unlocks a load. Even with the new tax laws, there is still a load of money that you can save by having the tax deductions of being business for yourself, right? You know what? Even if you have to hire a CPA, or I use a licensed tax consultant for the first few years of my business, the money I pay them. It's a tax write-off. Get where I'm going here? I want you to clue into that. Okay. So, how do we make money? Well, we share good news with other people. Again, a lot of people never even heard of Legal Shield. Those that have maybe hadn't got it yet. Yeah, 4.5 million people. I'm going to clue you in. There's a marketing term called saturated. We are not saturated, right? We've got a long ways to go, right? And if every driver has to have auto insurance, is that market saturated? No, there's still people turning 16 every single day, right? So word of mouth marketing, sharing the service with people, I like that. And then team building, being able to help people market the membership, make money for their family, which in turn can make money for your family. So some companies out there, anybody not on Facebook? My daughter, she's like, I hate it. I'm going to cancel. I hate it. Because she likes Snapchat. Well, I don't even know what that is. All right. Uber pays credit, what, $15 if you refer somebody? I always wonder, like, if the ride's 30 and they give you 15, do they drop you off halfway? Or how does that really work? But with Legal Shield, anywhere from $60 to $280, our company will pay you every time somebody else decides to get a legal plan for $50 a month, you're paid. You know, to be able to, if there's an ATM machine, you pitched in $50, $50 came out of your account, but $60 went into your pocket, how many people would stick around at that ATM machine for a little while and keep pushing buttons? Right? There could be a tornado come by and you'd be pushing buttons. Bricks and blocks would be flying out. Okay. So, this is how we start. We kind of start you at a little sort of a training, if you will, where we help you get started. $60 every time somebody else gets a $49 plan. Protect and recruit three families. Recruit one person on board as an associate. Bam, an extra $180 in your pocket. So now you're getting commission and you're getting bonus. Okay? You decide how much you want to make past that because now you're in the black. You've got profit, right? There's three exciting times with Legal Shield, the business. Number one, the first time, and for many people, it's the first time they've ever gone out, shared something with somebody, marketed something, and made money for themselves, not for a boss or a job, right? First time they didn't trade time for money. That's exciting. Second time is when you help somebody else make money. You maybe, you know, sit down with somebody, help them share a video, put them on the phone with somebody. But you help somebody else make money for their family, that makes money for your family. For most people, it's the first time they've ever helped somebody make money that in turn helped them make money. First time they participated in that. The third way is when money shows up in your account, you have no idea where it came from. I'm telling you, that is an exciting day. You will remember that day. I was at the ATM machine in Beaverton, Oregon, punched in. I figured I'll pull out $40 because I think I got about 60 in there. I looked at my account and there's $129 in there. I'm like, never had that happen before. How did that happen? And I start calling and figuring out whatever at the time prepaid legal had put in an account. I found out that somebody on my team marketed a membership. I did not even know it. Right? Incredible. I'm telling you, when that happens, your life will change. So, bonuses in place. Run through the compensation plan. Again, start at $60. Market those three memberships and one associate, or you can also market six memberships to move up the compensation plan. Right? I just say, share the membership with about 10 to 15 people. Commit to that. Don't worry about anything else. The money will come if you just commit to sharing the membership in a way that they understand the whole program. I don't believe this is a product that needs to be sold. I believe this is a product that needs to be understood. If you or really, frankly, someone in your team shares the membership with somebody else, you stand and watch, you earn while you learn, you get paid, they get a great service. And I promise, I always tell my team, I will not lose you a friend or a family member, right? I mean, I just share it with them so they understand it. It's really their choice. That's why I say 10 to 15 people. You don't think we can find 3 to 6 people out of 10 to 15 that see the wisdom and the value and say, oh, well, how would it help me with, what would happen if I needed it for, I'm thinking about when I get those questions, I start pulling out the application, pulling up on my phone, pulling up on my computer because I know these folks are going to have the protection sooner or later. So now you get double your income. Anybody go to a job, sell 3 of anything, and they double your income? Probably not, but it works here with Legal Shield. As you move up the compensation, 2 ways to do that. 1, building a team. 2, marketing the memberships individually, okay, or as a group. Most of us do it through team building because that provides leverage. you can see the money starts to get funny. You know, you're at this level up here. Say you're a director. We call those dangerous directors, right? I'd go out to lunch, market a membership. One time I remember my boss had come over from the, you know, the district manager was happening to be in my office. I roll in at 1:05. He's like, "You're late." I'm like, "I know." "What?" That look. Just kidding. I didn't actually do that. But I thought about it. But when you start making more in your lunch hour and you make day, two, 3 days at your job, you start to get some little thoughts in your head. Like, I may just stay in bed tomorrow. Traffic's bad. I'm just turning around and going home, making a few calls, meeting a few people. Right? So, senior director, executive director, those are real positions paying real money to real people. So that's the first way. Again, those are all on your personal commissions. I like the idea that I could go out and make a living for my family while I'm building a business of reps, associates out in the community. Okay? That's the override position. That's where somebody on your team markets a membership to somebody who you may never know, who you may never meet. They get the membership. The person who wrote the membership gets paid. Let's say they're a manager. They get paid $140. And let's say you're a director. You get paid $70. How many people like the idea of helping somebody make $140 while you make $70? Would that be okay?
Yeah.
What? How many people like the idea of not helping somebody make $40 and you make $70? Would that be okay? Right? I mean, basically, at this point, I mean, you want to help these folks at the beginning. We provide lots of help. We'll do the presentations. We'll sit down with them. We'll make sure their questions are answered. We'll make sure the paperwork gets processed. We'll help make sure everything goes right. You'll see that process. You'll understand it. And 9 times out of 10, people are like, four or five, 6 times, I got this. I got this. I'm good. Now, that's on the membership side. When it becomes time to be an associate, we always encourage people to connect with somebody that provides support. Right? I had a great call from a gal on my team. I always get choked up. She's a single mom, rides the bus, trying to make a living for her and her child. She teaches Zumba, right? Found Legal Shield. Took her time. Struggled to get going. Definite self-confidence issues with her. She really had to get around some personal development. She said to start reading some books and listening to some different audios and deprogramming some of the programming that had been put in her head for years and years. And I'll talk about some of that stuff in our training. But she now has found a little niche with us and is really making good money, right? But brought somebody on the phone. She's like, "Oh, she just signed up as an associate, but I was talking about some of the support that's available for us as an organization, and I wanted to get you on the phone to explain a little bit more about that as somebody who's helping provide that support." Now, how do you think that other person feels? Supported. Like, "Oh, okay, I get this. I got a track to run on." Very professional lady as well. Another reason why my gal Melanie, who's not the most professional person in the world, she's a sweetheart, right, can connect somebody who's very professional to somebody else who tries to be professional, right? And that person knows that they've got support beyond that person who they may not, you know, have the most highest regard for. Fair enough? It's amazing how the system can work for you if you work the system, right? And so that's good. And, you know, at this point, when you get up here for a while, you start really, frankly, you can take your mind off the money and just put your mind on helping people. I mean, when your bills are paid, I like what Mr. Darnell Self, our executive vice president for the network division, says, you know, there was certainly a time in most people's lives where they've got a stack of bills waiting for the money to come in. But I'll tell you, your life changes and how you are able to help people changes when you got a stack of money waiting for the bills to come in. It's a powerful, powerful place to be. And we want to help anybody and everybody get to that place. I mean, I believe we live in a world of abundance. We just have to put ourselves in a position to create that abundance for ourselves. So, quick little review. Bonuses are available. After 20 days, you get that extra $180 bonus. If you help somebody else achieve that $180 bonus, you get a bonus as well. You can go out and market those 3 memberships and 1 associate the next month. There's a $90 bonus. When you do that the next month, there's a $100 bonus, $100 bonus, $100 bonus, every month for the next year. And then it goes to $200 a month. Then it goes to $300 a month, over and above your overrides, over and above your commissions, extra money bonuses. We like extra money. How many people like extra money?
Yeah.
All right, absolutely. So those bonuses are in place and some serious bonuses on the executive director side as well. Thousands of dollars, commas will be showing up in your checks with Legal Shield. So here's what most people understand. They understand that if they work for a year, they get paid for a year. You work for a second year, you get paid for a year. Work for a third year, you get paid for a year, right? They might offer a little bump and run, where they give you a bump of pay and make you run for another year, right? But with Legal Shield and our industry, understand that you bring on five associates the first year. They bring on five associates next year. Maybe you bring on 15, but five stick. Maybe you bring on 35 and 25 stick. Whatever, right? The numbers are the numbers. They never work out perfectly, but they work. Because if you keep adding on, they keep adding on, you find some leaders, find some people out there, in the end of the year, or into 5 years, you got over 3,000 folks on your team. But let's be conservative. What if only 5% of those folks even marketed a membership in a year, or in a month, excuse me? That's 150 memberships going through your organization. You're definitely an executive director, maybe even higher, but there's a $50 override in every one of those memberships. That's just the override. We're not talking about your personal sales. We're not talking if you help somebody and there's kind of a larger spread in the compensation plan, you make more money. We're just talking about the executive director bonus. Look, I don't know about Utah, but I know in Oregon, if we can't live on $7,500 a month, it's not the money's fault. We've probably got other issues, right? Most people probably go full-time just because the money's good and they have more fun with this than they do with Legal Shield. But there are executive directors, there are six-figure ring earners and higher who still work a full-time career position and work Legal Shield on the side because of the leverage that's possible with us, all right? So whatever you want to do, we have a place and space for you to do it. And you know what? If you can't live on $7,500 a month, you can afford counseling at that point. Okay. Some amazing trips. I know people just got back from Jamaica. They've sent us to Cancun multiple times, Maui, Hawaii. I was able to take my kids to the Atlantis Resort in the Bahamas, one of the top three resorts literally in the world. It's amazing. You're having lunch. You look over the railing, and there's a stingray, swimming by, and a sawtooth shark, and just adult Disneyland. I mean, amazing, these resorts. And the main thing is I never would have even had that in my consciousness as available as a possibility had I continued working at that print shop. Now they're paid for by the company, right? Thousands of dollars. In fact, they just came out with our Vegas trip. They've actually changed it to make it even a little bit easier for us to attend these kind of trips. And it's fun because, you know, you're hanging out with, thousands and hundreds of like-minded entrepreneurs that are having fun. It's like a family reunion. When you get locked into the business of really doing this career, you get to see these great people, positive leaders, every couple of months. We're headed to Nashville, Grand Ole Opry, Opryland Hotel, to see Grant Cardone at a national leadership convention. I mean, I love doing this stuff. When I'm there and I see new people, I'm like, look, we get paid to do this. This is part of our job, to travel, get the tax write-offs every time you fly and do travel for business as a tax write-off. And those trips like this are just incredible, usually beyond most people's really awareness of what's possible. And here we are, here, free trip, you and your spouse. I call it my annual honeymoon, right? So, look, we pay insurance. The agent does get paid month after month. An example of this was I was a very successful life insurance agent for the full 3 months that I did it. Right? My parents still have their policy. I know, it's impressive, right? My dad paid his premium every year, about $750. Out of that, I got about $18.78. I was coming around December. I always felt like I should just write the check over to Dad. Here you go. Merry Christmas. Thanks for feeling sorry for me and getting a life insurance policy. One of the two that I sold, right? However, that taught me an important lesson, and I kind of knew that about the insurance industry, that when people pay a monthly premium, some of that money comes back. Not very much. That same premium with Legal Shield would pay us a couple $100. Yeah. Here's what else I knew. The guy who brought me on board in that insurance company, he was still getting paid on that as well. He was the trainer. He helped me get started. The guy who had the corner office, his name was on the letterhead. You could look out one side, see Mount St. Helens of his office. The other side, you could see Mount Hood, right? Years in that industry, thousands of dollars to get that office started. On the hook for tens of thousands of dollars probably every month in fees and insurances and secretaries and rent and all that stuff. but he was still getting paid on all the premiums that were written in that office year after year after year. I wanted to be in that office, but I wanted that office to be my home, not one where I had to spend tens of thousands of dollars for it. Does that make sense? And so that's why we put you in that position. Now, look, and even in insurance, while there's a reoccurring revenue, if somebody has an insurance issue question problem, they're going to call you as their agent. Many agents get so busy, because when you're in sales and service, when you make a sale, you have to provide the what?
Service.
Right? And even though there might be a body shop, they still call you, and you get so busy serving your clients and keeping them on the books that you don't have time to go out and get new clients. That's one business model. That's their business model. Here's our business model, and if you get this, you're like, where do I sign up? We don't provide any service to our members. I mean, once in a while, somebody calls me, hey, I forgot my law firm's phone number. I have it memorized. It's not hard for me to help them in that service. But that happens maybe twice a month. Otherwise, the law firm provides the legal service. Legal Shield provides the account maintenance. I don't have to say boo to my clients ever again, and yet that can create a long-term recurring revenue without any service provided for me whatsoever on something I did one time, 15, 20 minutes over a cup of coffee. How many people like that idea? Right? How many people are still getting paid on something you did 10, 15 years ago? Insurance, Legal Shield people, right? How many people are still paying for something you did 10 or 15 years ago? Right? So, with Legal Shield, that's one form of reoccurring revenue, the ones you market. I like that. Here's what I loved, okay? Somebody on your team markets a membership to somebody who you don't know, who you will never meet, you'll provide no service to whatsoever. They get paid a commission, you get paid an override. That member stays on the books while the law firm provides the legal service, company provides account maintenance. The person who wrote that membership gets reoccurring revenue, and guess who else does too? Say me. Me. I get paid. You get paid a long-term recurring revenue. What somebody else does, what somebody else services, you keep getting paid on over and over and over again. Show me a business model like that. I don't believe it's out there. I seriously don't believe it's out there. Keeping in mind, we're not talking about a product that you can buy cheaper someplace else. We're talking about a product that costs $200 or $300 an hour that we're delivering for $300 to $600 a year, right? Something that people can afford. So it's pretty incredible. So, yes, there's an investor to get started. Anybody ever run it, traditional business owners in here? How much was it to start your business? What type of business? $30,000? Okay. What about you in the back? How much? $30,000. I feel like I'm an auctioneer. I do some charity auctioneering. I got 30,000, 30,000, looking for 35, 35, anybody, 35, I need 35. I got 35, anybody, 40, looking for 40, anybody? 40, 40, all right, I got 40. Yeah, I love doing that. I've been able to raise about $300,000 for charity so far. School events, community events, things like that. It's a total blast. I don't know why I brought that up, but I just thought that was funny. All right. Okay, so is there a cost to get started in any traditional business? Yes. My dad, you know, he went to the banks. Hey, here's my financial records. I'd like to start this printing business. I've been in the industry for quite a few years. I really feel like I'm ready to go. I've taken some classes at the community college. You know, even though I don't even have a high school education, now I'm ready to open this business. They looked at his financial records and said, well, if you had a little more money, we'd be happy to loan you some. If I had the money, I wouldn't be asking for the loan, right? But with us, you know what? Sweat equity can get you the business. Can get this. You can put this on your credit card and, frankly, have that paid off by marketing three memberships, bringing one person on board as an associate. $99 being associated with Legal Shield. Is that a great deal? Is that a great deal? Right? Let me ask this question. So apps to help you grow your business, obviously. Amazing technology that we're helping people. I mean, anybody ever taken somebody else's information and put it in your phone? Right? Okay, you can do this business because that's about what it takes to put them on a system where they can see videos. How many people have watched a video on your phone? How many people have ever watched a video online? How many people have ever went out to lunch with somebody? How many people ever went to brought somebody to a hotel before? Oh, wait, no. Okay, movie theater. That's one of my favorites, I got to tell you. That's one of my favorites. All right. So, amazing technology. Put them in our Prospect or Legal Shield app. Just show them the app. The website, obviously, great ways to simple social media things that we can launch and help you grow your business and raise awareness. A big event's happening like this all across the country. I'm so fortunate and blessed to have Mr. Dave Hall coming to Portland July 21st. If you know anybody in Central Oregon or in the Portland area, frankly, anywhere in Oregon or Southwest Washington, bring him in front of him. He does a better job than I do, I guarantee you. It's incredible. So with the business you started for $30,000, about how much does that cost you a month? What was your kind of overhead? About $3,000 a month. What about you back there? $2,000, $2,000. I'm looking for three. Anybody three? Oh, sorry. That was an old joke. Okay. Well, with Legal Shield, we have an ongoing expense. If you choose, this is voluntary, right? Depending on what level of the business you want to be at. You can be at the, I'm investing $20 to have all the technology available to me, or not. I'm investing no money and having a little bit of technology available for me. Okay? I mean, I feel like $20 a month, that's a tax write-off. There's probably a fair investment in your business to make sure that you've got a full functioning website, that you've got all the technology to help send out the videos, put people in a tickler system. LS Engage gives you the Zoom conferencing, which alone costs a couple $100 a year if you want to have that separate from Legal Shield. Right? We really, on group buying power again, put all this stuff together in your palm of your hand for a price that you cannot get in the open market. Right? That's what we do for you. So, and there's even a way to pay for that for a year. Talk to the person who invited you as you're signing up. We can talk about some of that. Now, look, if, you know, we had three people in the Northwest and two people in the state of Utah that had success and made over six figures, you'd have to say, well, you know, I'm not so sure this works. But when you've got over 400 folks that have earned over six figures from home, that's, you know, $8,333 a month, over $2,000 a week, about $400 a day. When you start to think about that and break that down, right? Like, that's $50 an hour, and many of it coming in passive off other people's efforts, and a lot of that money coming into you over and over and over again, even after you stop working. It's incredible. Look, folks that are earning over $50,000 a year, you know the average household income in the United States is $54,000. And we've got single people out there doing a single moms out there making $50,000 with the tax advantages of owning a home-based business, not working for somebody else, but working their schedule around their family instead of working their family around their job. $1 billion paid in commission, 230 millionaire club members. I think this is old. I know we're adding like a millionaire club member a week. And we're just getting started because there's a bunch of people that really started in this business that are going to be hitting that even sooner, probably some records being set. So, kind of the recap. Really, most importantly, I want to have some people in the local market, people just like you, same walk of life, your neighbors and friends, come up and share a little bit about how the service and, most importantly, the business has really worked for them and their family. Let's bring them up.
Hi, my name is Deanne Foster. My background is that I was a stay-at-home mom and homeschooled my kids. And when my youngest finished high school, I wanted to stay productive, so I thought it would be really fun to go get a job. So I did. I went out and I found a job. It was a part-time job, and it was really fun and super exciting for about 2 weeks. And it was around that time that I saw this information, and I saw an incredible opportunity to help my husband and me kind of dust off some of those dreams that we had long since tucked away. And, you know, working this business the first month, maybe about an hour a day or so, I made about $1,000. I was way better than a part-time job.
My name's Mike Bertot, and before Legal Shield, I was in the construction industry. Worked really hard, became a foreman, had the company truck, drove around, told everybody else what to do, and thought I had a nice, safe, secure career until the Monday morning I got laid off. Thankfully, Legal Shield fell on my lap not too long after that, and as great as the income and the services and everything that Mr. Bishop lined out have been, my favorite thing is waking up every morning knowing I'm never getting laid off again.
Hi, I'm Deanne DeBell, and I've always been in the legal field, many years as a court reporter. So I saw people that came to represent themselves, they never won. So I knew when my neighbor showed me the same information you saw today, I knew that everyone in America needs this membership. They just don't know about it. And just very part-time doing my business, and then 22 years at my husband, at his job, he was laid off. That happens, right? So I just put more steam into my Legal Shield business, and so he took his time finding his next job. And I am rock solid. Love Legal Shield.
My name is George Wilkinson. My background is corporate America, where I had the corner office, the window, the alarm codes, the keys, the expense account, the car I had arrived. I was also broke at a higher level. And Legal Shield found me about 19 years ago, gave me the opportunity to give my life back, to do what I get to do what I want, when I want, with who I want, having the time freedom and the financial freedom to be able to spoil my grandkids so much they love me more than their own parents. We love Legal Shield.
Good morning. Name's Dave Hall. Background is I don't have a high school diploma or a GED. I did manual labor jobs up until the age of 28 when I was introduced to Legal Shield. And we started very part-time, 5-10 hours a week around a busy schedule. But within a few months, it was paying me more than my job. So we transitioned. We went full-time with Legal Shield. Our second year paid us a six-figure income. They give you a beautiful ring that makes it look like you won the Super Bowl when you make a six-figure income in the company. But I still have this ring, which means I don't see the money that comes from this ring over here. Fast forward 7 years, and we were inducted into the Millionaires Club. We'd made $1 million for this company. And if I look back at my previous place of employment, it would have taken me over 55 and a half years to make $1 million there, and I hated going to work for them. I love being a stay-at-home dad.
Oh, we have a lot of fun. All right, so recapping, look, I don't know, anybody involved in the Uber industry and made a bunch of money there? No? Okay, we missed it. Netflix, anybody making a bunch of money on Netflix? No, didn't get in front of that one, didn't get in the middle of that trend. Facebook, we're all making a bunch of money on Facebook, right? No, it's time suck in a way, right? But we enjoy it, it's great to keep up with kids and all the other things we do. Airbnb, it might be somebody, you know, with an extra house, whatever, but the bottom line is, you know, there's ways to make little money with these things. I'm not so sure there's any millionaires working for Uber. Okay, nothing wrong with that. Side hustle's great, but quite frankly, put yourself in a position with Legal Shield to be in front of a massive trend. In Europe, legal expense plans like this have been around since about the turn of the century. They are as common over there as health insurance or auto insurance is over here. It's how their system works. Meanwhile, in America, we have the most expensive, most litigious society in the world. The need here is greater than ever before. So let me wrap up with a couple questions for you to answer for yourself, but answer out loud. Do you think the need for legal services in America is going to go up or going to go down? It's getting more complicated all the time, more litigious, right? Do you think the cost of legal services in America is going to go up or going to go down? Up, right? I mean, the cost of everything keeps going up, right? Do you think the need for identity theft protection in America is going to go up or going to go down? Up, right? And here's the last question. This is the easiest one. Do you think the need to make more money is going up or going down? Right? I mean, so that's where we are, folks. This is not rocket science. This is not brain surgery. You don't have to go for school for years to be able to do this. In fact, you don't have to go to school at all, right, Dave? to do this business. However, I want to be clear, there's plenty of training, both online and offline for you. There's lots of help and support. We want to help you earn while you learn. We want to put you in a special class, a class of entrepreneurs that never have to worry about having somebody else limit their income. We want you to join us. We want you to be a part of that. If you're here today, we appreciate you being here as a guest because you've decided, number one, that your integrity, so you said you'd be here and you were here. Number two, that you're probably looking for something else. You're probably looking for something bigger. You're probably the type of person who likes to help people, and those are the type of people that find success with our company. So we appreciate you being here. Circle up with the person who invited you. There are people in the room that can answer your questions. We recommend please do not go home to your broke brother-in-law and ask him what he thinks about this legal thing, right? There will be people in your life who are threatened by your success. We encourage you get around people that are encouraging you to be everything that God designed you to be. And that's a complete success. So we appreciate your time and attention. I hope you've reached it when you came. We're going to circle up about 15, 20 minutes, come back and do some training. We'll be training here for the afternoon. Thanks, everybody. Have a great day. I was lightning before the thunder.